Welcome to the Business Made Simple podcast, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. I'm the new permanent host, Amy Porterfield. No more Donald Miller.
Whoa, hold on, wait, what? Don's gone?
Hi, April Fools. Chill out, podcast producer Bobby Richards. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, that's great, Amy Porterfield. But seriously though, where is Don?
In this very special episode of the podcast, I am taking over and will be answering your questions around creating a winning culture inside your business and with your team that's not only fun and drives collaboration, but also drives performance and morale and revenue. If it's feeling like tensions are on the rise, you're already feeling burnt out and productivity is lagging, then no fooling, you're going to love today's conversation.
So Don's really not coming though? Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. But don't worry, HubSpot's customer platform can help. No more time-consuming tasks. No more chasing down prospect info. No more one system for this, another for that. HubSpot helps you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights to convert them to customers, all in one place, making your productivity problem no problem at all. Learn how HubSpot can help you grow better at HubSpot.com. Amy, on behalf of just our staff, the entire audience, I know that we're so stoked and excited for you to take over the show. But I do want to ask, I just want to check in about just one quick thing. Just one quick thing. You know, this is the main April Fool's bit, right? Like, it's that you're here, Don's not.
Yes, totally.
Okay, so there's like no buckets of water just gonna like pop out of the ceiling and drench me. There's no snakes that are like popping out of cans. None of these like I gotcha moments, right?
Bobby, I'm not a monster. It might be April Fool's, but today's conversation is 100% focused on coaching the listeners how to build a culture inside your business that you've always wanted. And here's the thing. I think that building a really beautiful culture in your business and building a team in general is one of the most difficult things that you will do. I hear it from so many of my students. I've experienced this as well. It's one thing if you want to start your business and you're doing all the things and the strategies and the webinars and creating your courses, but it's another thing to bring people in and say, help me, support me, help me scale this. Giving up control, trusting other people, dealing with a lot of personalities, making sure everybody's happy. It's a lot to deal with. And so it's important that we talk about this. And I think one of the best things you can do is find someone who's gone before you, who has worked through a lot of the challenges and kind of learn from what they've done so that you don't have to make the same mistakes. And hopefully that's what I can do here today.
That's great. That's great. We actually have some questions that the small business owners who listen to the show have submitted.
Great.
And,
okay.
And so are you down to answer some questions?
I'd love to. Let's do it.
It's like we prepped it. all right. So here's the first question. It comes from Sarah, who is the owner of Thrive Marketing out in Colorado. So here's Sarah's question. I lead a team of 10, and a major initiative we wanted to implement this year is testing out a 4-day work week. Which, Amy, I know is something you guys
love
do.
Love this topic.
We started in February and are still feeling the challenge of maintaining momentum with a mad dash heading into Thursday and in a hard climb into Monday. How can we keep the team focused and motivated during this transition?
Ooh, love this question. So first, I want to say that it's normal for it to be rocky in the beginning. I've done a 4-day work week for almost 3 years now. And for those of you who haven't done it yet, let me give you some advice. Number one is to use a trial period. So if you want to introduce a 4-day work week to your team, one of the things we did, and I learned this from the book Shorter, so it's a great book to read if you're thinking about a 4-day work week. And in the book, it was suggested that we do a trial run for 3 months. So when I introduced it to my team, I said, we're going to try this for 3 months. Now, here's something to be aware of. When I introduced it to my team, I thought everyone would say, Amy, you're the best boss in the whole world. I can't believe you're giving us a 4-day work week so we get Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. I thought they would love it. And they looked at me like I had two heads and thought, how are we going to get all this work done? Which is it Sarah who asked this question?
Sarah asked it. Yeah.
Sarah's experiencing that it's a mad dash to get it all done. And then Monday, it's a really big climb. I get that. I think that's very much part of the process. Sometimes if we just normalize the hard, we can kind of take away some of the guilt or frustration or confusion that we feel with it. So number one, it's normal. Number two, again, use a trial period. So at any time you can say, you know what, this is not what we want, and you can back out of it. But also the biggest lesson, Sarah, and this is for anyone doing it, we had to change the way we do business for this to work. Number one, we stopped doing so many meetings. And if we did a meeting, we stopped saying every meeting's an hour. A 30-minute meeting is our template. If you need longer, you need to justify why. We would make sure that anyone who comes to a meeting or calls a meeting shows an agenda. What are we doing here? Who's running the show? So we got more structured with the time that we weren't working and we were in meetings, because meetings could totally suck away all the time that you're using to get work done. Another thing is we got really clear on what mattered most in the business, and we cut some of the fat out. So when there were extra projects that weren't really making us the kind of money we wanted, or things that just weren't really part of the business vision, we started kind of taking some things away so that we got laser focused on what we did best. So we were working less, but we were actually making a bigger impact because we kind of cleaned up some of the messy, some of the noisy stuff in our business. So doing an audit will help immensely. And then the third thing we did is some people really crushed it with a 4-day work week. They were getting it done. They were feeling great. They were excited about Friday. And some of my team members were struggling. They were secretly working on a Friday. They were struggling to get it done. And so what we did is we paired together the people that were crushing it to mentor and help those that weren't, to share some of their secrets and how they were making it work. So we were really aware it wasn't working for everyone, and we slowly got everybody on board. I would never go back to a 5-day work week, but I will say the first year is a lot of trial and error.
That's great. And I'm that gave a lot of context. I'm sure that Sarah is breathing easy knowing that, okay, cool, we've been in it. Yes. So right now we're recording this. It's probably been about a month and a half.
Oh, buckle up, friend. It's going to be a little while till it starts to feel normal, but it's so worth it. I will tell you this. We do a survey with my team about their wellness in general. We do a quarterly survey. My team is happier. They enjoy the time away. Their family really appreciates it. And it's a great hiring tactic. Telling people we work a 4-day work week is very desirable to new potential employees.
This is something that popped in my head. Were you able to see like an increase in revenue? And you know what I
yes.
mean? Like, what were those indicators that allowed you to kind of go, oh, this is working. And not only are we at the level we were on a 5-day work week, but we're past that. And
yes.
we're so much more efficient.
1 year in is when we started to see the business start to grow. And so we started this in 2021, and we didn't see a big shift in revenue the first year we did this. We did it, I think, in quarter two of 2021. 2022, boom, we started to see the business grow. We started to see our lead list grow. So yes, and then 2023 was our biggest year we've ever had. So I had the biggest year in 15 years with a 4-day work week. So I am proof that this is very possible.
System Saved Me, hosted by Jordan Gill, is brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. On the System Saved Me podcast, each week you will hear from top-ranking podcast host and multi-million dollar business mentor Jordan Gill. It's where Jordan lifts the hood to show you behind the scenes of successful businesses with freedom at its core. You see, entrepreneurship is meant to give you freedom and flexibility, but how does that actually happen? It's all through systems, and that's what the show is all about. In fact, go check out a past episode called Letting Go of the Good to Make Room for the Great. In this episode, Jordan shares her process of making room in her business by letting go of all of her top-selling offers. I know that sounds radical, but sometimes that's the kind of action you need to take to make room for what's next. So go check out that episode to hear her story, what she did, and ultimately what you can take away from it to utilize in your own entrepreneurial journey. Listen to System Saved Me wherever you get your podcasts.
And now back to the show.
We've got another question from Javier. Javier is the CEO of an accounting group out in Florida. And Javier is wondering, hey, there's been a push from a majority of team members for unlimited vacation days.
Yes.
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't concerned about this going south real quick. How can I navigate this so I'm not stifling a move toward a healthier work-life balance, and I guess we could say culture, without compromising deadlines and productivity?
Love this question. So we do unlimited time off in our business as well. And first of all, let's talk about this. There are some guidelines around our unlimited time off. And Javier, this might help you as well. We do live launching and special promotions, and we plan our calendar out in October for the following year. So when we know we're launching, when we know we've got a big promotion, we do blackout dates. So this week in September, you can't ask for time off. This time in July, we're doing XYZ. So you can't ask for time off. And I shouldn't say you can't ask. It's very encouraged not to ask. If it's an emergency or if it's something important, of course. If your sister's getting married, it just happens to be those dates, of course. But just a regular vacation, we're going to ask you to plan it around that. So right away, the company sets our boundaries first. These are our blackout dates. Everything else is free game. That's number one. Number two is that anybody who takes time off, they are responsible still to get the work done. And what that means is we encourage them to work with other team members in advance to make sure that everything is covered. It's not my responsibility to cover your job when you're on vacation. It's your responsibility. Now, we'll help you and guide you, but when you leave, you know who has it covered and they know what the heck they're doing. So that's a really big important part. And the one thing that makes this easier is we use a project management tool called Asana, A-S-A-N-A. What do you use anything like that?
Yeah, we use ClickUp, but we have clients. So we use Asana when we're communicating back and forth with them. But ClickUp is what we use in-house.
And I think any software will do if it's a project management tool. There's so many, but this is key. So everyone in my business, they know to use this every single day. It's kind of like we live and die by our project management tool. And so everything's in there. So nothing is lost. Everything's organized and planned ahead. So that's another thing. And then here's a little secret, Javier. I've actually seen studies done. I can't quote one right now, but you can Google this. Most people who have unlimited time off hardly take any time off. And that's actually not a good thing. We have to encourage our team members to take vacation because when they're counting those 14 days that they get every year, well, it becomes really important. When now you've got as much time as you need or want, it takes a little bit of that urgency off. And then we find that people aren't taking the time off. So we actually have to encourage our team members to take the time off, which seems wild knowing they have unlimited time off. So you think people might take advantage of it, not when you have the right team. A wrong team member will take advantage of it, but they probably shouldn't be on your team anyway. The right team members who are in it for the right reason, they will respect it, and you're probably going to need to encourage that they use it.
So Javier, it sounds like from what Amy's saying that if you implement this, you might have the reverse problem. You need to go get out
get
of here.
Out of
Take
here.
Some
go
time.
Go away. Yes.
I love that idea. And this was something even thinking through this that I wouldn't have even thought about is going kind of like, here are the blackout dates.
Yes.
All hands on deck. And again, it's encouraged strongly. It's not it's not forced. Like,
no.
Hey, sorry, you know, parents, you know, 50th wedding anniversary.
Sorry.
We got a course to launch. You got to be here. But no, but just having those blackout dates, it's managing expectations across the board.
For sure.
We've got another one.
Okay.
All right, Amy. This one comes from Emma. Emma is the director of operations for a business out in Sydney, Australia. And this is what Emma is asking. She says, we're planning an end of year retreat, but crafting an agenda that's both fun and strategically beneficial, it's challenging. Any advice on structuring a retreat that fosters team bonding and strategic planning?
I love that Emma cares enough to do something like this. Yeah. So Emma, you didn't ask for this, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about what it looks like in my business. So every year we set revenue and profit goals and we do bonuses based off of these goals. But we also do one extra thing. If we hit our goal, so let's say in 2023, if we hit our revenue goal, then we take a team vacation. No work, all play. If we don't hit our revenue goal, we do a team retreat for the following year where we still have a lot of fun, like you're planning, Emma, but we also work and do project planning and get an agenda together and make it a working fun retreat. So 2 years ago, we didn't hit our goal and we did a working retreat and we did exactly what you're saying, a little fun and also some strategy and project planning. And I think all you need to do is make sure that you plan ahead. And so for us, it was 3 days. One full day was all work. And then at night, we all went out to dinner. One full day was all fun. We live here in Nashville. And so this is really fun. We went and created a country song.
What goes into that?
So there was this woman who she is a professional singer, and you go to her studio and she helps you create lyrics, and then everyone is singing in this country song, and it was ridiculous but so much fun. So we created our own lyrics and then we all sang the song, and we felt like we were country music singers stars.
Was it like an anthem for your business?
Yes,
or was it just like a random country song that ultimately you're like,
no,
guys, we could get charted on this. Yeah, no, we could totally, let's start. Okay, now we're going to be a group.
It was more of an anthem. So, okay, so we did that. We did some country line dancing. So we took advantage of the town we were in and what it was known for, and that made it really fun. But we made sure we had the time to work and get things done, and we had the playtime, and we let everyone know the agenda in advance so they knew what was coming. I think as long as you plan in advance, and also whether it's a working retreat or not, make sure there's a lot of time for natural conversation, you know, lunches together, dinners together, maybe cocktails. I found that that's where the most benefit came from this working retreat is the side conversations people got to have that normally we're all remote. We don't have those water cooler conversations anymore. So we did build in a lot of time for that organic conversation.
That's great. That's great. That it's all based off of your revenue, like whether you hit it, whether you don't, and also how you phrase it, it's a vacation versus retreat.
Yes,
but the retreat isn't like, you know, okay, everybody,
now
we're getting whipped into shape.
Yes.
This is boot camp. We're going back to it. Here's everything we've done wrong. It also sounds like in both scenarios, even on the vacation, that you and your team are probably naturally having conversations that are inspiring new ideas.
Yes.
And new goals and new efforts in the business too. So it's not like, okay, well, it's a vacation and we're not allowed to talk about anything.
Oh, for sure. Like if you tell me I can't talk about business, I'm not going. Like it's just part
exactly.
of who I am. Like that, so we did hit our goal in 2023. So we're going to Mexico this summer in 2024. But I can guarantee there will be a lot of fun conversations about what we could do in the business.
That's great. So. Well, congrats on hitting the goal.
Thank you.
Congrats on a Mexico adventure. and it looks like we've got one last question.
Okay.
And this question comes from Lauren, who is the founder and co-owner of Green Space Wellness that's out in Southern California. And Lauren's wondering, building an unstoppable team in our wellness company is a priority, and I'm exploring the role of individual growth plans. How can I plug those in effectively to ensure that each team member is on a path of personal and professional development that's aligning with their superpowers and our company's priorities?
Ooh, love this, because this is a big part of how we do business. So inside my business, we put a chunk of money aside every year for personal and professional development. Now, years ago, when I wasn't making much money, it wasn't a lot of money that I was able to put aside. Plus, I had a really small team. Now I've got 22 full-time employees and we do really well. So we can put a big chunk of money here. And what we do is we tell our team members, this money is for you. And everybody gets the same amount allotted to them, where you can choose a business conference that you think would allow you to do your job better. And we will fly you there. You get to do the conference. You come back. And all we ask is that you meet with your specific team. Let's say it's a marketing member. You meet with marketing and you do like a lunch and learn of what your takeaways were, what you learned at this conference, because everyone didn't go with you. So that's the only thing we ask. And it's become a really fun thing because they get to decide what's best for them within reason of the budget. And then we also do something really fun where if you want a life coach, because I'm all about coaching, I have a life coach, I have a business coach, I have a fitness coach. So I'm very coachable and I think it's helped me be the person I am today. So if you want a life coach, there is a company that we really love and we say you can get a life coach, we'll pay for half of it. We're not going to pay for 100% of it. We want you to have skin in the game, but we will pay for half of it for as long as you want a life coach. And the reason we do that is I believe that focusing on your team's mental health and making sure that they are taken care of and that they have balance, they feel loved, they feel supported in the business, outside of the business, it's important. Imagine someone coming to the table and you have a challenge in your business, but they know the tools and resources they can use to get through it. They're a better employee. So I really feel like spending my money on my team's mental health is a great investment. So we put together programs and then roll them out to our team. Now, here's something that is really valuable with that. When we're hiring, this is something that is very desirable. We allow you to go to conferences. You can choose which ones you want to go to. We help you with coaching if you want it. So I feel as though it's a great hiring tactic, but more so, it just shows your team that you really care. The point here is put together your package that feels good to you and roll it out to your team, and you can always tweak it year by year.
The thing that I was thinking, and I just was wondering about too, is it feels like you could do that at any budget. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to break the bank. And you could also start out, you know, going, hey, we're going to allocate, it's going to be one opportunity or it'll be just a little bit here. And then you slowly see how not only the rest of your team is just really hungry for that personal growth and those opportunities, but also you're seeing the results that the business overall is getting from these people having these opportunities.
Oh, for sure. I think I fully benefit my team, or my company fully benefits from my team getting taken care of in that way. We're thinking about putting a little money aside for like a monthly massage. We haven't done it, so I hope my team's not listening. We're not sure, but you're right. Like, we've been doing this for a while, so what could be fun? What could be even more desirable? So yeah, something you can build or build up over time.
What would you say in that situation could be just like a first, like a little baby step that they could,
ooh,
that they could
do? I love that. I think the first baby step would be if they wanted to buy an online course. You don't have to fly them anywhere. It's not going to be really expensive, but there's so many, I mean, I'm biased, but there's so many great digital courses out there that you can learn from. And maybe they want one for their personal life that would just enrich them, or maybe they want one for the business, but that's a really easy place to start where everyone gets a little money allocated for education, either personal or business.
Amy, this has all been fantastic. Just working through all of these questions, I mean, again, zero disappointment. You show up, you bring it, and then you deliver more than we could have ever imagined and expected. Thank you so much for April Fools-ing us and taking over and taking over the show.
Oh, so much fun. And I know at the end of every episode, we do a plan of action from today's conversation. So I thought it might be fun to do one action point for every question that we responded to. What do you think about that?
I love it. You're the boss. Let's do it.
All right. So I am the boss.
You are the boss.
I'm glad you know it.
It's contractual. It's the April Fool's contract. So for that first piece that we talked through, the 4-day work week, what would you do? What would be the plan of action for that?
If you're curious, get the book Shorter. Best way to learn how to make it happen.
Awesome. So go get Shorter. Plan of action around unlimited vacation days.
Ooh. So one thing I did is I Googled other business owners who implemented unlimited vacation days to hear what they thought about it. There's a lot of great articles. Do a little research just to see how you feel. I think you might be pleasantly surprised how many business owners actually love it.
That's great. That's great. Look into it. Then we've got end of year, or it doesn't have to be end of year, but a staff retreat.
Okay, so let's make this easy. If you've never done it, why not do an in-house one day kind of thing?
That's great.
I think that would make it really easy, save you a lot of money, and just kind of ease into it.
And it's intentional.
Yes.
And it feels like the staff's kind of going, oh, this is out of the norm. Shake things up. That's fun. We've actually got a breakfast tailgate coming on for a big goal we hit, and it's just out in the parking lot.
Love it.
We're gonna get here early, and it's just an opportunity for us to celebrate, have fun, and like you said, kind of our mind's still on work, but it's not.
It's
you
not.
Know?
Yes.
That's great.
I love those moments.
All right. So the final piece that we talked about today, individual growth plans.
Oh, yes. Okay. So one thing you could do is you could find a digital course that is related to your business scaling, new strategies, and then share it with your team so that they kind of get a sense of, oh, I could learn this way. Again, just kind of easing them in. So start with you. You find a course and you share it with your team. And that would be a great way for more professional development.
So great. So great. Amy, this has been amazing. Thank you again. I'm just going to keep thanking you for joining us and being on the show. This has been fantastic.
I love this, Bobby. You make it so easy. So thank you so much. And oh, one more thing. So I have prepared a free guide for anybody who is looking to build their team and create better culture in their business. So it's all about how to onboard a new employee. One thing we do really well in my business is figure out how to support someone from the minute they get hired and how to make sure they have everything they need to thrive. So if you want to find out how I onboard every single one of my new employees, I've got it in the guide. All you need to do is go to amyporterfield.com/onboard.
Amy, that is so awesome. Thanks for that.
All right. That's the end of my April Fool's Takeover. Thanks, as always, for listening to the Business Made Simple podcast, where we are obsessed with helping you grow your small business. This has been so much fun, and we'll see you next week.
Want to have Don coach through your question like the ones featured in today's episode? Just go to businessmadesimple.com/podcast. Let us know what's keeping you up at night when it comes to running your business and submit your question at businessmadesimple.com/podcast.
Oh my, where'd that bucket of water come from? Ow! Jeez! Whoa! Oh, what is happening? Ow! Jeez! Everything's short-circuiting!
Gotcha! April Fool's!
Oh, you totally got me, Amy Porterfield. I mean, the studio is absolutely destroyed.
Yahtzee!
But, oh, it was worth it. Oh, there's a lot of smoke.
So many sparks.